patient traffic seen last fall when hospitals were simply overwhelmed with sick and wheezing kids. And it seems the Kremlin is hoping that Putin runs for another term. And if you're planning on heading out and about this weekend, there's lots of things to do. You can check out a movie. We've got Trolls Band Together, The Hunger Games, The Marvels, Thanksgiving. That looks kind of scary. And Five Nights at Freddy's, along with Journey to Bethlehem. I watched it. It was absolutely amazing. And don't forget, tonight is opening night of the Redding Garden of Lights at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's wonderful. I hope you can get out and about and check it out and bundle up, because tonight it looks like rain. So bring that umbrella. It's currently 46 in downtown Reading. Have a great day, and remember, you are treasured. Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military releasing video of weapons stockpiles. It says its troops found in a Gaza hospital used by Hamas as a terrorist base. A search of the compound also led to the discovery of the bodies of two hostages, a 19-year-old Israeli soldier and a 65-year-old civilian. The dire humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. Now, aid agencies have had to suspend deliveries of supplies meant for civilians.
For the first time in the war, this week, Israel allowed a small amount of fuel into Gaza for UN vehicles, but not for telecoms firms, hospitals, or water and sewage pumping. UN officials warn they can't work.
If the fuel does not come in, people will start to die because of the lack of sewer. Now, exactly as from when, I don't know, but it will be rather soon than later.
And the UN says that from today, no humanitarian aid will be able to enter Gaza from the Rafah crossing because of the lack of fuel.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Three of the top four Republican presidential candidates will be on hand today at a Christian-sponsored event in Iowa.
It's called the Thanksgiving Family Forum, and it's sponsored by The Family Leader, an influential Christian organization. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy will participate in this afternoon's Des Moines, Iowa event. It's billed as a friendly and open discussion about the issues most important to evangelical Christians. Donald Trump was invited, but is not expected to attend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The suspect is among the four people dead following a shooting in a mobile home park in Mentor, Ohio. It's about 20 miles east of Cleveland. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points, the NASDAQ 25 points in the red, and the S&P is down 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The southern Philippines rattled by a powerful earthquake.
People hide under tables in a restaurant area in a mall as the quake shakes General Santos City. They shout and scream in alarm as ceiling panels shake and flex, with some of the panels falling down. However, there are no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning in effect so far. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured magnitude 6.7 and was located 16 miles from Burias at the southern tip of the Philippines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue crews drilling deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road tunnel in northern India. They're installing wide pipes designed to allow 40 workers trapped underground for a 6-day to crawl to freedom. A heavy-duty drilling machine has covered a stretch of about 78 feet so far, may require up to 195 feet to free the workers. Townhall.com. Some parts of the country seeing a sharp rise in RSV infections.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is a common cause of mild cold-like symptoms. It can be dangerous for the young, infants, and the old. The CDC says RSV cases are nearly filling emergency rooms in Georgia, Texas, and other states. At Cook County Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, doctors say kids are sicker than they've been in previous years, with more in need of oxygen. The Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital System is in surge mode. The CDC is releasing more doses of a new RSV shot for newborns. It also says virus cases are already peaking in some states and overall are only half as high as they were 1 year ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
There will be no partial government shutdown at midnight. President Biden has signed the short-term spending bill. Keep the government going into the new year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Friday.
Friday.
Good morning. Today, the 17th of November, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina, who we're so happy that you drug yourself out of your little hibernation chamber and got here today.
Yeah, the bed was just like telling me to stay there.
Sometimes, like this morning, you and I had, not you and I, but separately, you and I had sleep inertia.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Think about this, sleep inertia. You wake up in your sleep and you have inertia. You don't have that. Unlike Linda. Linda bounding out of the bed, blazing across the room.
Well, I get up at 4:35 because I like to have that moment where I have my coffee and I turn the fireplace on, you know, and we've been kind of getting our, actually, believe it or not, we're getting our Christmas stuff up. So we have this wreath that lights up and I'm really getting in the spirit.
You are.
I'm going to be...
I'm not going to buy humbug.
No, absolutely. I'm looking forward to Saturday night. I have a gig, and I'm going to pull out Christmas music. It's not even Thanksgiving, but I'm in that mood.
No, that's right. You're singing
Christmas
this
music
weekend.
Makes me feel really, really wonderful. Okay, I'm going to grab the weather.
We
48
have to.
Degrees.
We have to because our guest is getting a little rambunctious.
Yes. Okay, it's currently 48 degrees, mostly sunny today. It looks like we may have showers after 4 with our highs today at 70, overnight lows of 53. Saturday calls for, Saturday is going to rain. I mean, it just says 100% chance of showers is what it says. With our highs of 59, and so Saturday night, again, there could be a chance of thunderstorms after 10 with our overnight lows of 41. Oh, my goodness. And that's where we go. So that's on Saturday and then on Sunday. Then after all those showers, it looks like sunny skies with a high of 61 and mostly clear skies with overnight lows on Sunday at 45. So there you go. Sun, rain, sun. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this is our Humane Moment Friday morning with Katrina and our pet of the week, who is a very special, special dog.
Yes, she is. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, tell us about Mary.
Mary, she's 10 years old, and we have her as a Chihuahua mini pincher mix, so she's pretty small. She's about 15 pounds. Mary is very special. She's what we would consider like a special needs dog. She actually came into us, with a lot of health issues. She had like a bladder stone. She does have some like heart issues. And our vet team has been taking care of her essentially this entire time since she's been at our shelter. She's been with us a little over a month. And they've worked with her and really helped her to be a lot more comfortable. And she's very vivacious.
She is.
She's been running around the room.
She was, you know, cause she's on a leash and she's small. So she's kind of standing up on her back feet, looking over at Christina and barking at her.
Yeah.
She's very fascinated with Christina being behind the window right
now. Who's that? Somebody's Who is behind the curtain? It must be the wizard. It must be the wizard behind the curtain.
So she came in with a little donut around her neck, and I thought, well, did she just fixed?
Not a real donut, but
Yeah, one of those, like what you would sleep on in the plane, except it goes all the way around. And so, and you said that she just had some eye surgery. So a shout out to Haven Humane, because what I really would like, I think all of us would like to, for our listeners this morning to know, that when, like, say, Mary, 10 years old, special needs, has all these issues. You guys at Haven Humane have taken on doing the operations, doing the special stuff, and that costs money. So we always appreciate the people who donate. Giving Tuesday is coming up, that donate so that, you know, these pets are taken care of. They're not just automatically, oh, well, they're old and they got problems. Well, just going to put them down.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I mean, I'm definitely very grateful that we were able to help her. And I know we couldn't do it without our Misty Lee Fund, which is our medical fund that covers
these. Who started
that? You know, I don't know.
I think I know. I think I know who started, but I'm not going to say her name until I find out for sure. And it was done in memory of her dog, Misty Lee. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% positive, so I'm not going to use her name. But you know what? I think I'm going to reach out today. Well, if Mark's at work or somebody, I'll call because somebody can tell me. But here's the thing is, this is a 10-year-old Chihuahua, big Chihuahua. she weighs
all. Say hello to everybody this morning.
She weighs all of like
14, 15 pounds, right?
Okay. Obviously thinks and she's going to cower everybody in the room. No, she is really a sweetheart. But here's the thing is, I've got this, I have this, and don't tell me I'm wrong. Just go along with me.
Okay.
Here. She belonged to an elderly couple who kept, you know, had her. And, but then they, you know, I mean, they were really elderly. So they had to go into a, you know, a senior home.
Right.
And they couldn't have their dog. So with great, great despair, they gave up their dog. They didn't have the money to, you know, keep giving her the medical treatments. So she was given to Haven Humane, who then immediately jumped in, fixed these problems, and she's ready to go to another home.
She's definitely ready to go to another home.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but you know what?
Could be.
It could be.
Yeah, because her disposition is sweet.
I don't want to hear that.
No.
You found her just kind of wandering down the street someplace when she's 10 years old. Yeah. Come on.
So,
unless she's been on the road 10 years.
So Mary is up for adoption today. Ready to go.
Any day.
She is ready to go. And with her issues, she has a heart murmur. And because she's prone to the bladder stone, she is on like daily medication for those things.
Just like people.
Yeah. So she does require a little extra care. But luckily, since we're the ones that have been taking care of that, you can use our clinic as her vet to get her medications and for checkups and things like
that. So at no cost.
There is a cost. It's just a much lower cost than
a minimum cost.
Minimum cost. Yeah, our prices are a lot lower. So
you can have your vet. You can get your vet checks and your medicine there. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay,
that's fantastic.
You know, we had to give Snooki heartworm. You know, prevent heartworm.
Oh yeah,
and then the flea stuff.
Right,
and that was
it was expensive. And then in the last probably year and a half of her life, we had her on different kinds of medications because of her, she didn't have an enlarged heart. Well, she had something like that in the last year. And then, of course, at the very end, it was cancer. But anyway, don't get me going. I'm still crying when we talk about, you know, Katrina, just a really great story when we talk about how loyal our furry friends are with cats and dogs. But dogs, there is a miracle dog. It's in the headlines about this dog who went on a climb with its owner. The owner died of hypothermia, and this dog stayed by his side for 72 days.
The dog was
still alive, but didn't leave. Did not leave the side. His hair is a miracle dog. Yeah. You see pictures of him as all skinny, starting to eat again and everything, but still.
For 72 days, he stayed with his master.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just
probably went out and got stuff to drink and all that.
Or not.
70, Well, no, he'd have to. He would have been dead after 72 days without drinking.
But it's really such a testament, to what they can give back to us if we just give them, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
A little bit of care.
So Mary's got lots of love left.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
This is a very active little dog.
Yes, she is.
Even with their little – and you know what the best thing about animals is? They don't know. They don't know, you know.
Like three-legged dogs don't know. They just, you know, if humans can learn from that. Hey, it is what it is. Let's get on with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so is Mary's fee is –
She has no adoption fee.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. No adoption
Fantastic.
Fee. Fantastic. But she's a little dog fit in an apartment fine, and she's not one of these that's just comatose laying there.
No, she's, we call her 10 years young.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
she's
needs
like
some
a
of
10-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Katrina, once again, our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. You'll see a picture of Mary up on our website. Katrina's going to take a picture of Mary before you head out. I know you're on your media round today, so hopefully Mary finds her forever home.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Plus, they've got the TAVR valve replacement. They've got a number of cutting edge technologies they're doing, where people used to have to travel to Sacramento, down to San Francisco. They can do these up here, and they've been doing them. They've been very, very successful. TAVR valve replacement replaces a valve in the heart. And it's literally, they'll put a new valve in your heart by putting it through an artery in your leg. And then you spend the night, so they can observe. And you go home the next day. No more open heart surgery there for that. That's just one of the things that they accomplish at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Do you believe in life after love?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition. Oh my gosh, the Friday before Thanksgiving week. Can you believe that? And I mean, I went yesterday to a store and I thought, I guess people are getting ready, and shopping now. So anyway,
let me throw this out.
All right.
That, Good News Rescue Mission. There's so many things going on that if you're shopping, you know, pick up some extra stuff and, just, you can drive down. You can drop it off at the Good News Rescue Mission for the dinners they serve down there. There's so many other things that are going on to help people. Even though costs have gone up this year, as we know, as they go up every year, but you know they've gone up. When you get your turkey, you might pick up another turkey, and there's plenty of places around town that you can drop off extra food. But Good News Rescue Mission is a good thing. Okay, just in the spirit of Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving is called Brown Friday.
Well,
it's Brown Friday for retailers and shoppers across the U.S.
How come it's not Black
Plumbers,
Friday?
Well, that's later on, whenever Black Friday is on. Is it today?
Day after Thanksgiving. But
oh, Black Friday. You're right, for retailers.
When you were saying brown.
But it's Brown Friday. Ooh. Because of plumbers. That's what they refer to it, because they encounter an influx of sewage and dirty sink water.
We had that happen.
It's the busiest day of the year for Roto-Rooter, with incoming calls increasing 50% above the average Friday.
Yep, we had that happen.
One
of the things you need to know, please don't put down potato pills or
pasta.
Ever.
Garbage disposal. In fact, the guy said, you really shouldn't be putting food down here. And I thought, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of a garbage disposal, but okay.
The way that our house is plumbed.
Well, that's true. We have a U in our pipe somehow. Figure that out. Why would they put a U in a pipe in your sink? And so.
Our house
but
is
I have
60
learned,
years old.
I've learned how
we
to
probably cr- have a couple I've U's in our body. Clear,
we have curvy U's, not 90 degree U's. So I've learned how to take that pipe off and do things. So they said plumbers see many kitchen sink clogs or jammed garbage disposal, main sewer clogs, and toilet clogs during Turkey Day. I was at a place that they had to call the plumbers over that day because the sink totally plugged up.
Oh yeah.
And then the plumbers ended up having dinner with us. So that was
cute.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, they thought it was cool. So be aware that don't make Friday Brown Friday for you in the plumbers. They're probably just standing by waiting for phone calls that day.
Here's another tidbit. You know, Andy Warhol. In fact, wonderful. I love to watch documentaries. There was a documentary on where he came from and, you know, how he created this image of himself and this avant-garde. And, you know, he's famous for his Marilyn Monroe and Campbell soup cans. Well, one of his art pieces just sold at auction for $85.4 million. Most valuable post-war work ever to sell at auction. Can you believe that? I guess if you have an original Andy Warhol, $85.4 million.
Well, if I had one. Hey, we've talked about this before with watching for deer on the road. Well, it's rutting season now. And in fact, and the reason it brought it back, because I was coming down Silver Bridge, which you drive at slower speeds.
Mm-hmm.
In front of me were four deer.
Oh, yeah.
There was two does, three does, and a buck was behind them, and they were just traveling. Went right across the road, and it's rutting season, so they're not exactly thinking about cars, not that they really think about them anyway, probably. So be careful out there. You know, that one week I saw four or five deer killed on local roads.
Well, going down 44 on the inside of the fence line on 44, there were five deer on the inside. So imagine the highway, and then about 4 or 5 feet past, you know, where you get off the road, if you can get off the road, there are deer hanging out there. I thought, oh, my God, it just takes a split second for one of them to dash, and that could be your car. So always pay attention. Now, also wanted to share with you the coffee prices. Thank God, because we know everybody likes coffee and a piece of pie, are down thanks to better weather in Brazil. Rain in Brazil is making good for a coffee crop this year, securing supply, but it may not mean much for your cup of joe, but Starbucks and other stores are still raising prices and increasing labor on distribution costs. But your coffee price is probably on the big in the store is probably less than usual.
Good news there. Other news, PG&E customers, we're going to see higher energy bills in the near future. Yep, next year, following a decision by the California Public Utilities Commission, approved a new spending plan for the utility company on Thursday, which will result, for all you PG&E people, to a 12.8% increase to monthly bills for electric and gas customers. Although the new rates take effect in January, many customers likely won't see a charge until February, depending on their billing cycle. The CPUC commissioner, Darcy Houck, said, "I believe all the commissioners here struggle with the choices before us." And that came from after lengthy public comment from ratepayers, most of whom were opposed to the rate increase.
Well, everybody's always opposed to a rate increase. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah, but PG&E takes this to new heights. I mean, they're a for-profit company. And when you have a for-profit company, they've got to make profits, unlike REU and several others that are, municipal owned. And even though our rates go up, they're nothing close to their cost or nothing compared to PG&E. So anyway, today we have Cascade Theater is going to be calling us in a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's wonderful, Cascade, because we Christmas. Do have, and we're going to be giving away some tickets for Cascade Christmas, which, you know, of course, I believe every year it's a different original, and it's always wonderful, family friendly, just a great time. So, and later on, we've got some Black Bear Diner Bucks we're going to be giving away next, the top of next week, and some more Garden of Lights. So we just can't say enough about the Garden of Lights experience. We went on media night on Tuesday. It was, it gave us, you know, it opened on, it's opening, what, Friday?
Today.
Oh my gosh.
Today.
And there are some really, really special new additions. So, you definitely want to get out to the Garden of Light. So, you know what? I think we're going to give away two tickets. Let's do that after, or let's just do it right now. If you're listening, first caller is going to get two tickets. And let me tell you something. You know, we've been holding these tickets. We're going to give them to some of our sponsors, and we're going to give them, you know, to our staff and to staff and their family. But I'm going to give you two tickets, 605-4567 to the first caller, Christina. Get their name and their phone number. And these tickets to Garden of Lights are good. They're golden tickets. I call them the golden tickets because they are good for any night at any time. There we go. That's how fast it happens, because you know, you covet things like this, and I'm coveting them, so I'm sharing them with our listener, and we'll get your name, and we'll announce that right after we get back from the break. And we do have, okay. Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're very happy with them. They've got four branches, one Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one at 192 Hartnell Street, which is a Copplestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch, one right here at 1845 California Street, and one in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
We are young. Heartache to heartache we stand. No promises, no defense. Love is a battlefield. We are strong.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here at 7:33 in the morning on KCNR 96.5 FM. You can always hear us streaming. So if you're traveling at Thanksgiving and you want to hear some of, you know, some of the wonderful programming here on KCNR, you can do that as well. We're always streaming online. Or if you've heard a program where you want to hear what was said, you can go to our archives. And I think we do about 2 months of shows.
We do more than that.
I mean, it goes back further than that. Okay.
Ours goes all the way back to our first show.
I thought we were going to change that. You know, we are redoing, revamping our,
we're gonna have
our website that we're going to launch here pretty soon. But this is your talk radio also at 1460 AM. Congratulations, Bill McDonald. You got two tickets. We'll call you after the show and you can come by and pick those up for Garden of Lights. And Chris Lasondic, you received two tickets as well. We were going to just give two away, but we had callers calling in and a lot of moving parts. So guess what? We're going to give those two to each of you this morning. So congratulations. And speaking of wonderful events that are going on in the North State, we have Cascade Christmas that is launching here very soon.
Very soon, and Cascade Christmas is a mainstay of our Christmas season. And on the line is Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Chris, what? Tell us a little bit about Cascade Christmas and what? How are you involved?
So, Cascade Christmas is a Reading tradition that has been going on for, I want to say, around 15, 20 years. It's local artists and talent coming in, volunteering their time, just to put on a wonderful, kind of very seasonal, family-oriented show. It is usually, and this year again, written by a local playwright and directed by the same. So again, this year would be Lizzie Stockton.
She's brilliant.
Written
she's,
and directed it.
She's brilliant.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I had a great...
She's amazing.
I had the wonderful opportunity of working with her. And I had this newfound admiration and respect, always have, but just working alongside her on stage for the encore production in August. And she directed the musicians, and she also did all of the vocal aspects of parts, and we rehearsed with her, and I was just like, man, to be able to have that kind of power and energy, she is phenomenal. And when I think about that, she writes and direct this, this wonderful, you know, like musical. We think about a full musical and how many are in the cast?
I believe this year we have upwards of 40.
Well, give us a little.
So it's a full cast.
Yeah. Give us a little, like, tell us when it starts. Give us a little peek into maybe, a couple of the songs or maybe, the sets and that kind of thing.
So we are going to be learning a little bit of the history of how Santa became Santa in this show this year.
That's great.
With a lot of kind of flashbacks and flash forwards of a whole storytelling between Santa, Mrs. Claus, and their granddaughter, Noelle. It's a really sweet story, a lot of fun celebrating type songs. And, of course, we have our reindeer coming back, and we might have thrown in a few characters along the way. Maybe a penguin or two show up. So it's going to be great fun, and we're so excited to open the show up to the public and get an audience in there.
All right. So when is opening night?
So opening night is going to be Friday after Thanksgiving. That's going to be our first show, and we will run through the I believe the 3rd of December. So we've got some matinees where you can take pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Just come and enjoy the festive time.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we are big fans of Cascade Christmas. We attend every year when we've had our family, we bring our family. And we love those of you who are listening and perhaps driving your kids to school or going on your way to work. This is a love to see the kids and they get dressed up for the theater. So you see, you know, the little boys in their jackets and their ties and the girls. And and they just get so enthralled with what's happening on stage, and it's wonderful to watch the crowd watch the production.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of my favorite parts is, like you said, to see all the little kids all dressed up. And, you know, being Mrs. Claus, it's great because they recognize who I am, but nobody beats Santa and his entrance. It's the entire theater lights up and every little kid's dream comes true. It's absolutely amazing.
How, what are your preparations that you do, Chris, to get ready for this production? And, do you have a lot of solos and that kind of thing?
So I, this year, have actually a solo, a duet, and a trio. And for me, there's just a lot of prepping myself with Christmas songs in the car and, you know, running my lines and singing all those songs. But really, as soon as I get into that theater, really stepping into the role of Mrs. Claus and remembering to feel the magic and remembering what the show means to our community. And that just makes it so easy to step in, you know, put the character shoes on and become Mrs. Claus for the Reading area.
Do you, are you like Mrs. Claus other places? You know, are you in character in your house or, you know, those kind of things? You know,
at home once in a while if the kids are good.
little milk and put a little milk and cookies out.
See, I've been inside with Santa. You better behave because I do have a direct line.
Yeah, I sleep with Santa, so watch out. So
exactly, exactly. Definitely put the fear into the kids every holiday season.
Hey, Chris, we didn't grab your last name, so we want to make sure we see your name on the marquee, and we know that you called in and you're Mrs. Claus. What's your last name again?
My name is Chris Carpenter.
There we go. That's okay. I had a feeling that's who this was, but I just want to make sure our listeners know that Mrs. Claus, alias Chris Carpenter, is on the phone with us right now. We're talking about A Cascade Christmas that opens up Friday after Thanksgiving. Get your tickets because this really sells out. And if your family's coming in town over the Thanksgiving weekend, it is a must. And you have a couple matinees as well.
Yes, we do. And it's one of my favorite days is we only do the one show of a Saturday matinee, but it's a great chance for the families to come out, see the show, get pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and then head out to the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Chris, may I ask you not to put you on the spot, but I do know that that we were told that we were going to get 4 tickets to Cascade Christmas, and I was going to give 2 away this morning on the air. Is there a specific date for those?
That I am not. Oh, I'm not sure of. That would definitely be a Tara Ferris question.
Tara Ferris, okay.
But she's our goddess in charge. She's absolutely amazing, doing wonderful things for the theater and bringing all of us in. But she is the ticket lady. And speaking of tickets, I want to make sure that our community knows that when they're purchasing their tickets, they can do that at the box office, or they can go online to cascadetheater.org. They want to make sure they're actually purchasing the tickets from the theater website, because there's a lot of scam sites out there, but we want to make sure that they get their tickets and their seats to come and see us.
Cascadetheater.org.
And that's the theater spelled R-E.
Theater, yes, it's the proper theater.
Right. Theater. And so that's a really great thing that you brought up, Chris, because we do know that what we experienced with the encore is people going online and then having it be, they just thought it was going to be so outrageously expensive, but that's not the case at all because there are these little things that are taking you to other areas. So I would encourage everybody to go to the box office or go to the Cascade Theater, spelled theatre.org, to get your tickets.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll be giving 2 away on Monday. I'll ask Tara, I'll email her this morning after we get off the phone to find out what days of that, so we can, when we give away to our listeners, they know if they can make it or not. You know what I'm saying. They're
absolutely,
valuable tickets.
Absolutely.
Valuable tickets.
They certainly are. It is a valuable commodity in this area, and you got to join that. It's one thing that brings the entire Reading community together that everybody can agree on. It's a fantastic show.
Well, it does, and it supports Cascade Theater, which is a gem in our area. and the
absolutely.
It's been going through some times because of COVID, just like everybody else. And but they're back; they're going full speed. And Cascade, you know, it's and Cascade Christmas is just one way that one you can have an incredible night of entertainment and to support our local theater here. So,
absolutely, one of the most important things in our community, bringing us together, theater, and it's so beautiful. And I remember stories of my grandma telling me all the times that she went to go see the movies.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's an honor to absolutely be on there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Chris, for giving us a call. This is Chris Carpenter, who plays Mrs. Claus in our upcoming very special Cascade Christmas, written and performed and, excuse me, and produced or whatever you want to call it, by Lizzie Stockson. And you know that she is just a rock star as well, so it's going to be fresh and unique and wonderful, and this is what we always love. It's kind of like the Garden of Lights. Every year, they're doing something to tweak it, and so it's not the same this year, and so it's not going to be the same Cascade Christmas. It's going to be beautiful and wonderful every year it is, and so thank you so much, and we'll be giving tickets away on Monday morning for Cascade Christmas. Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll see you at the theater.
You right. bet. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, and he's been doing it for a couple of decades. And I say that a couple of decades. I'm pretty sure it's been a couple of decades now. He's been doing it ever since I've been here, and he's been approaching, he may be approaching 3 decades of doing this. Nobody knows more. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees his work. He guarantees his work. He did a crack on my windshield 16 years ago and still can't see it. I mean, that's the kind of work this man does. Car, truck, or RV, makes no difference. He can repair it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Now, it's a veteran-owned business, and it's locally owned and locally operated. Stay local. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves, and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free slot. See complete details at WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Win River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 of Your Talk Radio with Carl Lindebaugh, 7:49 in the morning here on the 17th of November. 50 degrees out there and sun shining, at least right now. Is it today or tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow. It looks tomorrow. Like, well, according to this forecast, it says 100% chance of showers tomorrow, Saturday, with our high of 59, but it looks like, it looks like showers then. I mean, just through the night too, with the overnight lows of 41. But let's see, right now it's beautiful. We've had beautiful weather. Today's going to be, you know, they say maybe showers likely tonight, but, And then it breaks open the skies again, mostly sunny on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Hey, November 20th, Monday, November 20th. At 5:30 p.m. is the Reading Riverfront Community Coalition meeting number 4, where they go out and they discuss the Reading Riverfront specific plan. They talk about the planning process. They give a presentation, and then you can ask questions afterwards. You can either go there, and it's going to be at the Reading City Hall in the community room and council chambers. And so all public comments submitted during the specific plan help develop a process are now available. Oh, all the ones that have been submitted already are now available to review on the website at readingriverfront.org/comments. It's going to be a review of the updated draft of the Riverfront Vision and Guiding Principles Framework. So they're giving a lot of opportunity. If there's something you want to see there or don't want to see there, if you'd like to see the rodeo, stay there. It might be a chance to make your comments. And do we need a new civic auditorium, you know, one that's bigger and has more space in it so you can attract those big – well, you know what? There's big conferences, like – and I'll just use one. 1st Marine Division has their reunion every year. And it's a conference and a reunion, but there are several, you know, several thousand people come to that. And the Civic's too small for it. And they don't have the breakout rooms that the 1st Marine Division uses. But there's other large corporations and stuff. Thought it would be, you know, might be something to think about, having a state-of-the-art Civic there next to the state-of-the-art Reading Rodeo Arena. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I am biased in that, being part of the Reading Rodeo Association. So I just think it's something that we need to keep.
You know, I wanted to bring up that – I was thinking about this morning.
You had a pained
because,
look on your face.
Well, we're going to be broadcasting live, even though we're attending the convention and the National Rodeo Finals, and we are going to be attending with the Reading Rodeo Association – Carl and I on our own, this is not sanctioned by the Reading Rodeo, by the way. We on our own decided, and we did this last year, that we want to broadcast our show live while we're there and let you see an input and hear the voices of some of these, the head of the rodeo associations around the country, because this is the National Rodeo Convention where and Carl watches 100 Days of Rodeo, and it's interesting to watch how the organization of these different rodeos and meet these different people and the specialty acts, just like when we do chicks and chaps, which is something that's, you know, come in from a different state that had to be sanctioned in the Reading Rodeo. So we, when we're there, we get to meet the people who put these things on, and it's fascinating.
The national headquarters of Chicks and Chaps.
They're all there. Everybody attends this event. So
the,
we have all
CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, our operations officer, is going to be with us. I mean, it just kind of gives, you know, and they talk about rodeo in the United States and how the impact it has on our communities, the favorable impact.
It absolutely does. And so what I just wanted to clarify that when we go there as Free Fire Radio and our own media company, we bring that on our own. This year we did generously have sponsors, and one which would be our title sponsor is Reading Rancheria and Wind River. And what we like to do is tie in why we're there, what's happening next year. Now, you had Cindy, who's the general manager of the rodeo on a couple weeks ago, and the 2024 tickets are going to go on sale in December. So we're going to be pushing that because if you go online, what they've done, which I think is brilliant, and everybody needs to know what kind of payout happened last year, who won what, how does this work, and you can see what happens that in the monies that come in through all of the different rodeos, but how well the Reading Rodeo does and the kind of people that it attracts and how it sells out the city. And also who's come on board is Holiday Harbor, because I love the idea that you can rodeo at night and be on the lake in the daytime. So thank you to Holiday Harbor as well as Shasta Regional, because if you're in town and you're bronking, or something is going on and family members, what happens when you have to go to emergency or have to get to the hospital? Shasta Regional is on board as well. And we've got a couple other that are coming on board. That we're going to be talking about exclusively that are sponsoring Free Fire Radio as we broadcast live for the National Rodeo Finals in Las Vegas. It's going to be exciting.
And we have
National Finals Rodeo. I always mix it up. It's like what I do with my lyrics. I mean, it's still, I got to turn around to Bruce Kalen and is this the right song?
You've got all the words. It's just the way you put them in. You've got all the correct
Forgive
words.
Forgive me.
No, that's okay. I'm sure in the next 5 or 6 years, we'll get that fixed. We're going to be at South Point Hotel, where everybody hangs out at. Imagine building a hotel.
And that's where the convention is.
That's where the convention is. That has, equestrian arenas there that they use for, during the year. And the hotel is set up for that. And then, of course, the rodeo itself is at the Thomas Mack Arena, an indoor arena. So, anyway, our guests at 8 o'clock are going to be House Realty. And in fact, I see them starting to roll in right now.
Absolutely. We always love when they're on.
Yes. What?
Any more headlines?
The headline is that I have never heard you quiet, and now you're being quiet. So there's my headline.
He's saying I don't. Welcome Friday. Yes, Friday is wonderful. Anyway, we always appreciate our guests. And we've got some new staff members at KCNR, and we're really excited about that. We're working in a new producer. There's somebody new coming in and doing our books, and we're always, we've got new people coming in, and other people have fallen in love and they've been moving on, and other people have, just, It seems like the season, Carl, where people fall in love and move on.
I've got, well, in that case, we had it, or they're like Liam, our producer Liam, who everybody really liked, we really liked Liam too, is going to firefighting academy.
And
we are so happy for him, and he's happy. He just turned 20 this week. And he's going to the Firefighters Academy right out Shasta College starting in January. We have close friends that are instructors out there who, you know, Bill Maston, and who is, I already gave him a text, said Liam's on his way.
That's great.
He says, if I have to give him any help, I'll just say that Carl told me to keep him in line. And I said, well, that's good. He's used to that. But, we have other people that are moving away from the area, which is, you hate to lose people, but on the other hand, we have great people coming in. Christina is our rock over here in our production staff.
Such a talent.
And training Ben and Christy. We've got Lisa is now coming on as our bookkeeper. Yeah, it's a time of change before the year starts. So,
lots of moving parts.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news and we'll be right back.
KCNA Shasta Redding.
Chinese President Xi will be meeting today with Mexican President Obrador. The state of Illinois planning to spend $160 million to keep illegal aliens warm throughout the upcoming Chicago winter.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors, and a similar amount for services, such as rental assistance and help with paperwork, including work permits. The city of Chicago has been in charge of housing new arrivals and has also spent tens of millions of dollars trying to accommodate them. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is stepping in because the city hasn't moved fast enough. I'm Ben Thomas.
House Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest plans to try to have embattled New York Congressman George Santos removed from office. This follows a scathing report issued by the Ethics Committee.
The panel shared its findings with federal prosecutors, but it refrained from recommending any punitive measures. Still, Chairman Guest took it upon himself to push for expulsion. The House will likely vote on expulsion after the Thanksgiving recess. Santos announced he won't seek re-election after the report was released Thursday. However, he responded to the findings with a defiant statement posted on social media, accusing the investigators of participating in a, quote, grave miscarriage of justice.
Capitol Hill correspondent Edwin Mora. Watching Wall Street, stocks in the red now. The Dow is down about 33 points, the Nasdaq off 17, the S&P 1 point lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're trading or thinking about trading in the stock market, listen up. Last year, a staggering number of Americans were forced to take out withdrawals from their savings. Worse than the dot-com bubble, housing meltdown, or pandemic crash, those could all feel like a blip compared to what some Wall Street analysts expect may be coming as soon as December. Some are calling it the market tsunami, and it could wipe out billions of dollars in the markets. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate, predicted market conditions in advance. Text the word money to 813-813 now to learn more in a free online class. Text MONEY to 813-813. Text the word money to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk, is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word money to 813-813.
Ukraine's presidential office says six civilians have been killed by the Russians in the past 24 hours, at least 13 others injured.
In the south, the Russian army shelled residential areas of Kherson five times with artillery, killing four people and wounding seven others, leaving some districts without electricity and damaging residential buildings, shops, and a hospital. In the south of Balazurka, during a massive artillery shelling, two people were killed and three more injured, while in the eastern Donetsk region, Russians shelled eight towns and villages. Marines, wounding two civilians near Marinka, where fighting is taking place. On Thursday, David Cameron travelled to the Ukrainian port of Odessa in his first overseas trip as Britain's new foreign minister, pledging continued UK military support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A high-speed train and a regional train involved in an accident in southern Germany earlier today. Several people suffering minor injuries in that mishap. News and analysis at townhall.com. A human rights activist in Belarus launching a hunger strike.
He's in prison protesting against Alexander Lukashenko's repressive government. Alexander Vyshesik was sentenced to 15 days of administrative arrest after he was convicted on charges of distributing extremist materials. It's a charge which Belarus authorities have frequently used to detain activists recently. There were mass protests in Belarus during Alexander Lukashenko's disputed election in 2020, and the West and opposition said they were fraudulent. Since then, Belarusian authorities have detained more than 35,000 people, many of whom have reportedly been tortured while in custody. Keith Peters reporting.
It's a free speech victory for former President Trump. A New York appeals court judge has placed a gag order on hold. It barred Mr. Trump from commenting on court staffers in his civil fraud trial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming. Yeah, that's that word. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com and you can hop into our chat room same way. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 17th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm of the Starship Free Fire
Good
Radio.
Good morning.
And is it, you know what? I'm going to catch you on this. What national day is it?
I know. Actually, there's a few national days and really cool national days.
Ooh, let's hear it.
First of all, today is International Student Day.
Okay.
International That's Student really day. Cool. Also, it looks like just a special day for me because today is National Baklava Day.
National what?
Baklava.
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 Do you like to make it?
I'm a big fan. I'm just a big fan of candies and healthy sweetness.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
The last thing, today is National Hike Day.
Hike Day, okay.
All things what I really love.
Yes,
you
love to hike yes, up here. Yes,
it's
yes.
Fun for you. Okay.
Well, Christina made a beautiful box, her creation the other day that she brought in with it's kind dipped of, strawberries yeah. and glitter and flowers and candies, and it was something that was really beautiful. And I guess when you used to do these bouquets, that would be like candy bouquets, flower with flowers and stuff. That was a business you had in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I was just like making presents and bouquets for my friends and ordering from the Instagram, Facebook.
And that's beautiful. So we really appreciate your talent
and it tastes
so
great.
And, yeah, really. In fact, yeah. I brought it home and I all was the, like, I think I maybe had a strawberry and a chocolate piece. I don't know where the other ones went. Maybe
did somebody tried with the blue cheese?
I did. I had two of those.
Oh, they were specific?
They were great. I had the dates with the blue cheese, and then the dipped strawberries had a couple of those.
Yeah. The only thing that's left there after I've had two pieces are the flowers.
I did not touch the chocolate. I did not touch the chocolate. Anyway.
Check the cameras.
Check the cameras.
You know, this
yeah.
is one of those.
Can't blame
you know,
a dog or a cat.
Commercial where you throw the, you throw the challenge out. Oh, check the cameras.
Hey, it's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have mostly sunny showers likely tonight after 4 p.m. And then get ready for tomorrow because it looks like, according to the forecast, Saturday, a 100% chance of showers. But our overnight lows tonight will be 53 and tomorrow with the rain will be 59. And then, of course, tomorrow night will be around 41 with showers once again. Sunday, sunny. The skies open up with a beautiful 61 degree temperatures, and our highs will be 61 again on Sunday, and then mostly clear on Sunday night with our overnight lows at 45. That's kind of a forecast for you, a little bit there, except for on Saturday night, we could get gusts of winds up to 24 miles per hour. So be prepared for rain and wind on Saturday and Saturday night. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
What about Thanksgiving? Do you have Thanksgiving in there?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I do. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 64.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, next Tuesday is a blue ribbon day for us. We're getting our HVAC replaced. This has been an ongoing thing. I feel, you know, not just for us, but the guy, poor guy's working on, he fixes this, something else blows up, fixes this. Okay, I've got it all fixed. I've got it repiped, turns it on, the compressor goes, ah. So then they had to get a compressor in. So anyway, Tuesday, hooray. Hey, speaking of hooray, we're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, one of our favorite shows.
Yes, absolutely. We love to hear about what's happening in the North State.
Let me tell you what I've read. Okay, and it is so confusing to me, so please.
And good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please illuminate me on this. I read over here, interest rates are dropping. And that's good. And I see over here, house prices are rising. And okay, I can kind of understand that. And then it says, but they're not selling houses. And there's a shortage over here. And I mean, it just goes on and on. So please educate us.
It's interesting right now. National Association of Realtors just did a poll, and 85% of the people thought it was not a good time to buy a home. But yet the financial gurus on the side here are saying it's the best time to buy a home, in that rates have dropped a little and inventory is down. And generally this time of year, a lot of the homes that are on the market, people need to sell. You've got weather, mm-hmm. you know, kids don't want to change schools and this and that and whatever. So generally a lot of that's on the market, there's some, you know, they want to try and get them sold. So there's, there's some, I'm sorry here. I don't think I'm speaking to the mic. Right now rates have dropped a little, and, houses, there are not that many houses on the market. So they're saying, you can maybe negotiate a good deal right now. And when the rates start to drop, there's a pent up demand. And they're thinking, you know, we might go back to one of these buying frenzies again where, you know, we get in bidding wars and doing whatever. So it's kind of pick your poison. You know, you want to go with a little higher rate right now, and you can do a lot of times the sellers are doing, you know, contributing towards a buy down.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for instance, if the rates are 7.25, the first year might be 5.25, second year 6.25, and so on. So it might be a good time to do it. You know, before everybody else decides to do it. So,
and I would add, the buyers are out there. I mean, there are buyers. I think a big part of it too is inventory stayed flat. In fact, I think it's down a little bit since we were on last time. So today we're at 6.18, and the rates, which got above 8%, are now down. Today's benchmark is at 7.36.
Oh, that's a big difference.
It's a chunk. So mm-hmm. there are some people going, hey, okay, let's – and again, it's not a huge drop, but it's substantial.
Would you predict that between – would you say or guesstimate that between now and the election that we may have variations in those points, like lower?
I think it's very hard to tell. I think the number one indicator is inflation, period. It's how is inflation, are they getting a hold of it or not? If people feel they're not getting a hold of it and the Fed's not accomplishing what they're doing, the rates are going to stay higher or go up. If they do get a hold of inflation and they feel like they're taking care of it and it's coming down and staying down, rates will become lower. I mean, that's really what it is. It's the reason we have the higher rates. And I think it's going to be the main indicator in what brings them down. That said, the buyers are out there, and there's the trouble is, again, 90% of people homeowners in the United States have an interest rate below 5%.
Are you, well, I know ours, we're blessed because we have a lower one, but are you finding that the way we're talking about home buyers, are they coming from out of the area to buy, or are you finding people that are moving within Reading to another location in Reading?
Both. We are seeing both, and we're seeing some of those that are putting their homes up for sale. Again, some of them are staying here, some of them are leaving. I'd say the number one demographic, top two we're seeing, number one are investors, so people that are purchasing for rental purposes. The other ones are seniors that are moving to be closer to family, be closer to grandkids, mm-hmm. whether they're moving here or they're leaving.
We see people moving to be back closer to their kids and grandkids. You know, it's not that they don't like Reading. It's just that it's that time of their life that exactly. they'd like to get back closer.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And, you know, generally they sell their home here and they're generally paid off. So they have a big equity. They can go anywhere, downsize, and pay cash. So it makes it an easy move.
And they can
move.
Actually get insurance on their homes.
Yeah, and we also know two people who moved from Reading, sold their homes to be with close to their kids. And guess what? They've come back. They've come back and they just said, we miss Reading. We miss our friends. We're going to buy a little place.
That's not correct. They're tired of babysitting their grandkids. I tell Dad all the time, I'm tired of babysitting your grandson all the time. You really need to take him more often, but.
We can take a break here.
That has to be disclosed, by the way.
I wish you could have seen Bruce's face when that happened. I think he agreed with him. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With the craziness in the insurance industry, you need somebody that's an expert in it, and Judy Maxwell is. If you need to, you know, talk to her or one of her very, very competent employees, give them a call at 530-221-0441. It's a free consultation there for that. And part of the thing about buying a house now is, unfortunately, insurance. That can give you a mortgage, as Bruce pointed out last show. People paid cash for their house and then now have almost a $2,000 a month mortgage with their insurance and electricity. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hey! Teacher!
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DBJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at the river.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated, located in Anderson. They've got it all, whether it's for a day or you can lease it for jobs and things like that, or get your own tractor or side-by-side. They're at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. I guess you guys are the plank holders.
The plank holders, that's a good one.
In Redding, when it comes to
institution. You
know, institutions of
the
real
length
estate.
Of time.
Yeah.
Generations.
Everything. Bruce, I've never asked you this. Has there ever been a time that you sat at your desk and you went, maybe I shouldn't have done this?
Yeah, that occurs when I look at the paperwork I have to do. I think about that daily. But, I've done it now a little over 40 years and it's an enjoyable career. It's satisfying to have and help people if they're looking for something in particular also, commercial real estate. I do a lot of that as well, and people investing for retirement and whatever. And so, it's interesting. Yeah,
we had a friend that has a business that is homeless, and others have had a huge impact on it, and they're thinking about getting out.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Are you seeing things like that?
Yeah, we're not doing as much as we used to, but at one time here, I don't know, a year or two ago, we had these 400,000 square feet of commercial warehouse retail that we were managing. Mm-hmm. And the people, you know, in the morning sound asleep in front of the doorway and the vandalism. And it just, it's really sad to see all that. And, a lot of the homeless it's just unfortunate, and they can't catch a break, et cetera. But then you get the vandalism and it's.
Well, down at the rodeo grounds, they destroyed the bathrooms there twice, and now Cameron.
Yep.
And now we're putting up new fences and wrought iron fences to protect things, cameras everywhere, but. It's ridiculous down there by the river.
Oh, I have a commercial building for sale down on Cypress. Just east of Safeway, and they've had to put wrought iron, it's almost 10,000 feet, the entirety of the front of the building, because you have that where they bring their cans and bottles right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, gosh.
So they hang out in the mornings, and a lot of them sleep there at night.
Yes.
And it just, I mean, it's affected the value of that building tremendously. And it's, you know, it's even hard to lease.
You know, when I leave Trader Joe's, and I turn left there because you can't make a U-ey when you come out, and I drive behind the TJ Maxx, the back there, and I wonder what they do, because you don't see a lot of debris and you don't see people like sleeping bags and kind of, and I think, well, you know, if I were looking for a place to sleep, that would be a great tucked away place. But you don't see anything like that. So I'm wondering what they do to patrol that, or how they move people. Have you ever seen, I go back there, I do that at least twice a week, drive that
behind
back alley.
TJ Maxx.
Well,
you know, that, you know, where.
By the freeway.
Yeah, by the freeway. Yeah. It's between, between freeway and, I've seen, shopping carts, but I don't see any people.
Yeah.
It's just like an empty shopping cart.
So they
anyway,
must
have some kind of security.
Somehow that's a clean area. And, anyway, I know that we're kind of in hard times, but here's a great thing. I mean, we live in a beautiful area. We know that when we travel elsewhere, there are pockets, perhaps, where, like when some people went to Wisconsin and visited somebody who lives on a lake and said, you can't believe it's like Mayberry RFD. There were no homeless. There was nothing. And then sometimes when you go to Palm Springs, you know, when you're in Palm Springs, it's beautiful. You don't see any homeless. It's clean. It's, you know, but they don't have what we have.
No, that's true. We were in Savannah and Charleston a couple of weeks ago, and up to Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, and that whole area. I only saw one homeless person on a bench in Savannah. That was the only homeless person. And so I asked some of the shop owners and whatever, what is up with that? And they said, we don't give them anything. There's no reason for them to be here. We don't give them anything.
And no handouts.
No handouts. And, you know, that's with the rescue mission and whatever. A friend that was a policeman here for years and would ask them sometimes why they came is because, you know, rescue mission and whatever. And they get handouts. Well, so I don't know. That's a whole different story.
But the county sees here.
And the guy on the bench was actually Forrest Gump. He was still waiting for the bus.
We did go right by the bench where they filmed
it. Life is like a box of chocolates.
No, and I think part of it too, depending upon some areas, you know, if it's a larger, you know, retailer or chain or an international outfit or, you know, a large corporate commercial owner, they might be able, they have the scale, they might be able to afford the private security. But that is exceptionally expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably corporate dollars going into that.
If you've got somebody on site that is even 12 hours a day spread out, you know, you're looking at $10,000-$12,000 a month for that. And a lot of individual or smaller commercial property owners, local ones, businesses can't afford to do that. So that's a portion of it too. You know, really a lot of it is, hey, am I more aggressive than the person next to me or across town? And a lot of it is just moving from one part of town to the other.
Yeah.
So, but it is an effect. I mean, we've had properties we've had to go to daily to kick people out and go through that because we're trying to sell them and it's tough. Commercial and residential. So, and vacancy is a huge factor. If it's vacant, you're far more likely to be a target than if you're not.
Of course. Yeah. They want to get in and do their thing. What's the inventory look like as far as homes?
So we're at 618 this morning. So we're staying relatively flat.
Was it? Okay. So it was that much less.
625, I think last time is what it was. So we're staying steady. But again, the buyers are out there. I messed up. I really made an error. They said I wouldn't do again, but I listed a house on Friday, end of business, and went out of town. We went down to the Bay Area, speaking of homeless, for a couple of weeks or a couple of days. Went down for the weekend and priced it very well. It was difficult. It was outside of city limits, split level, unique property, but had some pros, had some cons. And listed it at $399, and the world showed up.
Oh boy!
I had my phone just started blowing up.
$399.
Rapid. We had 30 showings in just in about 72 hours. I ended up with 6 offers. Would have been 7, but one agent was writing up 2 offers, and one of them was much lower than the other. And he just told the guy, listen, if you can't come any higher, you're not even going to meet next best offer. So there were 6, and all of them were above list price. So there are buyers out there. There are people wanting to see homes. There are people wanting to purchase. Some were for rental. Some were inquiring about short-term rental. Those were largely out of the area. And others were people that were just looking for either a second home or a primary. And we got that thing in escrow in about 4 days.
Really?
So, yeah, it went very, very quickly. So if you've got a clean property, it's got its advantages, it's a nice house, and you have it ready to go, and you price it right, you can still get people in a bidding war. We had 2 escalation clauses that came through where people were saying, hey, we will pay so much above the next highest offer. We have serious ethical concerns with that type of thing. So I said, we're going to disregard those. But yeah, we had 6 offers.
So would you say that if somebody wants to put their house up in the market, would you think it would be advantageous to have them do, what is it called when they come in and do a report? To do their
inspection,
own an inspection so they know it's an inspections and appraisal before they even go, this is done by this company, this is what they say we need to do, we'll negotiate. Like say if somebody says you've got a leak or you got a bimbo, you got a faucet or whatever it is.
Well, it simplifies the process, certainly. And it also, you can do a shorter escrow if all the inspections are already done. Currently, the inspectors aren't busy like they were a year ago.
Okay.
You know, you'd have to call and you'd want to do a 30-day escrow, and it might be 45 only due to the fact that it would take you 2 or 3 weeks to get the inspections. Then you're going to have a request for repairs. So, yeah, and I prefer when I go to list a property to go ahead and have a pest inspection done so we know what we're dealing with. And, you know, that when we price it, but we also know that, okay, there's going to be that expense for the Section 1 work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between inspectors. Some come in at 2,000 and others at 4. So we kind of tend to use the ones that we trust and have used for years.
And then there's no surprises as well.
Yeah, and we can choose the inspector. Yeah.
Okay. So we're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. Got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Yes, it is. All transparency is the only barbershop I've used since I've lived here. And so I say, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best barbershop in town because it's the only one I've used. So that's what I can say. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned. They do discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478. And so it works on your time schedule, or you can just drop in. If they have an opening, into the chair you go. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Friday, the 17th of November, 8:35 in the morning, about 52 degrees. Our guests today are Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And Bruce said something during the break that I was, you know, if I thought about it, I go, yeah, that makes sense. It used to be that 75% of the homes in California were owned by the homeowners. It's no longer like that.
No, it, you know, that's been years ago, but it's dropped and dropped. And I think we've finally reached the point where we've become a rental state where more people rent than own. And, you know, there are a lot of states that probably still in the 60s are home ownership, but, California, everything's so pricey, and one out of four homes, they say, are being bought by investors for rentals. And, you know, so that takes homes off the market and first time buyers. Yeah, especially with the rates where they are today, they no longer qualify. They also, when you figure what insurance has done, taxes don't go down, but insurance, your principal and interest taxes and insurance payment continues to go up. And, you know, the ratios are out of whack and they can't afford, they can't get the loan.
So people have to go into the, yeah. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was between jobs, and I heard you guys talking about the homeless, and I wanted to bring to your attention. You probably noticed the last couple months, maybe a little bit longer, we've had quite an influx of new homeless in the area. They stand out like a sore thumb. And then I look at where Gavin Newsom and Sleepy Joe had the president of China down in San Francisco. And it's clear to me how they cleaned up San Francisco. They sent them all to other towns. And then I see where the city of Reading got a $1.4 million encampment grant from the state. Doesn't that kind of sound like it's getting paid off there? And then I look and see where they're going to use this encampment fee. and it's for housing. $500,000 going to the rescue mission. Let's see, the CERT team and police. And it goes right back to what one of you say. We keep giving them stuff, and we're attracting more.
Yeah, makes sense.
They're going to be talking about this at the city council meeting Tuesday. I would encourage people to go and tell them we've about had enough of this crap.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
No, well, you know, I did find it interesting how San Francisco was able to clean their streets and paint things and actually make it like, oh, geez, San Francisco used to be in areas. And I never thought about where they put them. You know, I just collected them all up, put them on dark green buses and shipped them out in different areas. I don't know. I can't say that for sure.
Well, I know in Sacramento, what was it? I think it was the district attorney of Sacramento County that sued the city of Sacramento over the homeless and transient issues and the crime issues and everything else, and literally went after the city of Sacramento for, you know, on that issue. And it's a tough one to deal with. I know it's something we discussed Tuesday night at the Planning Commission meeting. We went over and really kind of did our last comments and changes with regards to the draft general plan. And, you know, this was a factor, especially having to do with parks. And when we have parks that are unusable, you know, do we want to allocate more resources to being able to make those parks accessible and usable and fund what it takes to get them cleared out and clean? Or do we want to use those funds for more parks? And it's a tough one.
I would think you'd want to take the parks you have. This is just me. If you've got parks that are unusable and you hear these things all the time, at the last city council meeting I went to, it's a place where kids come to that they've got to make a sweep every day to pick up needles and other refuse from that because they're next to a park and that has just been taken over totally by homeless. And their school has become, you know, as far, you know, she was pleading for help clean this park up because, you know, our kids should not have to see this. They should not be having people that close to them. We should not have to pick up needles and other drug paraphernalia outside the school.
And that's exactly the argument I made. I was unsuccessful. So we'll see what happens as it goes through the process and
gets
up to council.
What's the use of having more parks if you can't keep the ones you have? Usable.
Well, that's true. The maintenance. I think a while back I heard where Reading had 62 parks. And that's a lot of neighborhood parks and whatever, but yeah. 62. And I'm not sure they have, you know, financially they can support those. And they're, you know, they keep getting more and more park fees, but park fees are for building the parks, not for maintenance.
And maintenance is a general fund item, just like public safety and police and fire. So, yeah, that's exactly the argument I made. Like I said, I lost on the Planning Commission on that. The general plan draft that's going through is calling for more quantity over quality. And I think that's a real issue that should be discussed within the community. Unfortunately, we just didn't get a lot of input at – you know, we got fair input on the general plan overall, but we didn't – you know, at these Planning Commission meetings and some of these others, we just didn't get a lot of the participation that I'd hoped for that we would get on a document of this importance, and exactly for reasons like that.
Well, that is important. And like I said, we were there for another reason, but to hear that lady talk about it was it wasn't like the first time we've heard it. But to hear that from a pleading like that to say, you know, you can't have this next to where children are. It's just ridiculous. Not that the police don't show up when they're called or anything like that, because they do. But, you know, when we're spending hundreds of maybe millions at this point on cleanups of things, and then we want people to move here and, you know, I mean, it's all related to each other. I mean, it's like a circular firing squad. We either, you know, people come here. We want to bring in doctors. We want to bring in businesses and all that. So, is the best idea is to build an encampment someplace. And then now they've got a place to go. So you can sweep them out. Say, we'll go to the encampment.
And it's tough. I know the city's trying various things, and there are members, have been members of the city council now for a while, very adamant about wanting to work heavily on this issue. The hard part is we are still in the state of California. So there are still a lot of handcuffs, and it's an uphill battle. There are a lot of legal issues. It makes it tough. Again, I think there are decisions that are made that aren't necessarily the best ones, but city's kind of taken to the housing first approach. And that's now the philosophy out of City Hall. I'm not sure I agree with that, which is, you know, just build housing, whatever it is, whether it's the little villages with the tiny homes or the, what do they call them, the crate homes that they have, or it's basically no barriers, just get people in housing. You know, a lot of behavior, drug abuse, other things are not a factor. It's just get them in housing, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Well, I think, Salt Lake City tried that, and it was a total failure. That get them off the street, and all it did was now they had a place to conduct prostitution and their drug deals and all this. San Antonio had the same type of idea, but there were rules. You couldn't, you know, you had to go through drug testing and all these other things. This was years ago. They were both on the show. Both sides were on the show. And, you know, if you provide housing, you know, there's got to be some kind of buy-in.
And the villages, I've heard, and I've talked to people across the spectrum as well, if they are well-managed and they're well-funded, they can help. And they can, in some cases, be successful to a point. If you do it on the cheap, you don't manage them well, and you don't have the rules and regs, then it's an utter failure. I can't remember if it was Eugene or Seattle that had the village that was basically taken over.
Seattle.
They wouldn't let the social service outfit, the nonprofit that ran it on behalf of the city, they wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't let the city in, anybody. Mm-hmm. It really became an issue. They took it over and said, this is ours now. And they had people forcibly would not let them into the encampment, which had been fenced off and everything else. I mean, it was a total takeover, but, it's a very difficult, issue. But I'll tell you, with real estate, especially with commercial real estate, it is a big, big factor right now. Security, lighting, cameras, everything else. And it's like you said with the rodeo grounds. I mean, it is brutal down there at night. And, you know, there's a lot of crime, a lot of issues. I know our clubhouse over at the Asphalt Cowboys, we were broken into a while back. We've tried to, you know, secure it very, very well. But still, we're going over the Riverfront Specific Plan right now, which incorporates that area, including Park Marine and everything else. If you don't address that public safety issue, doesn't matter how much you want to improve it. You've got to be able to handle that issue or nothing's going to get off the ground.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here and come back for our last segment. We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. 8:45 in the morning here on Friday, the 17th of November. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
And good morning and welcome to, happy Friday, by the way, Friday here from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. His girl does his happy dance, loves that song in the morning. This is your talk radio, KCNR1460.com. I have so many people, Carl, that say, I don't know how you do it. You guys go to these events. It was just this time last week we did the Marine Corps Ball. You did the Marine Corps Ball. All of the Veterans Day stuff leading up to that, the live remote, the Veterans Day, and then every day this week, and they go, how do you guys do it and not kill each other? Well, sometimes when people are out in the lobby, they get, our good friends get to see us going, dack, 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 dack. But we love each other. We work hard with each other, and we love the loyalty of the people who come on in the morning. Middleton sold us our house. We've been with them since day one. Hey, we've got somebody on the phone.
Ken,
owner's...
Owner building. Owner.
Good morning. Buildings. And of course, we're here with House of Realty. Do you have a question for our guests?
Hey, I tell you what, Carl, you guys get better all the time. And I know how you do it. It's that Spitfire girl of yours. That's what happens.
That's it.
Someone's on my side.
Yeah, hey, I got a challenge for you, Carl. A steak dinner's on the line for you, buddy.
Uh-oh.
I have a program for the entire homeless problem. But I'll bet you a steak dinner that nobody from the city or any official will call me and talk to me about it. Are you on?
Well, you can go ahead and say, okay.
I'm sorry, it's not going to work that way. Steak dinner. I've got a program.
Okay.
That takes care of the entire
I will make sure that somebody from the planning department or the city calls you.
Yeah, and I know there's all kinds of regs that are going to not permit it to happen, but it needs to be put out there because, hey, we're going to have to get tough in this country or else how many more freeways are going to burn down? This time, structural damage and like the freeway down in L.A.?
Yes.
I'm from Los Angeles. You cannot clog up the freeway system and expect to have happy people. It's not going to happen.
Okay, so what's the solution?
How many fires are going to happen?
Okay, solution.
I'm not going to give it to you. They will say, hey, Ken, what's your program? Because you know I ran for Congress. Not one person said, hey, what's this National Disaster Awareness Program? Not one official, including Dolly or LaMalfa, talked to me about it.
Okay.
Not one of them.
What's your phone number?
530-949-6574.
And that's what he meant by steak dinner. Like, okay. I'll buy you a steak dinner. Listen to my plan.
All right.
If one of these guys calls me up and listens to my plan, I will be amazed, and you got a steak dinner.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Have a great day. Great show.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
You know.
Hey, I can.
Love
for,
that.
For a steak dinner, I'll go camp on DeQuisto's doorstep or the city planning commission and have them do it.
Go ahead and make the reservation.
Yeah, I think I will. Okay. I wish I knew what it was. Okay, let's go back to our real estate here. The market, we have 640 homes in the MLS. If you price it right, it sounds like you priced that one house pretty good because you had six offers on it. So it goes back to that. Is that right?
Yeah, and it really does. And again, is it ready? And as Dad mentioned, the pre-inspections, the pre-listing inspections are a very good idea. Number one, you have no major surprises. You don't find out that the deck is falling off the house, therefore it's going to be a $20,000 hit to repair, or the HVAC is shot, or the roof is toast. Whatever it is, you need to make sure of those things so there are no major surprises. On the flip side, as buyers, you still want to do your own investigations. So even if the seller has reports in hand, and that's great, you still want to do your own.
Sure.
It just go out, do your due diligence, do your own inspections. You may not have any repairs to be done because they've been handled. And go over with your agent which repairs are best to make and which ones aren't. We've seen people too many times that went and spent, you know, $15,000 on all the wrong things. Had a $6,000 solution to their heating and air problem, which that was the real issue that needed to be taken care of. So they put the money in the wrong places. So finding out what those are, getting the place ready, that's the biggest thing you can do. I think the other part too, as you mentioned earlier at the beginning, Carl, about being confused that, hey, sales are down, rates are down, people are buying, but prices are down or they're up.
I know,
or
it was like three different articles that didn't agree with each other.
And I think at least locally, prices are relatively flat right now. We have a relatively balanced market. But the thing that you can't quantify when they're saying, well, we're down 2.6% or we're up 1.8%, what have you, you can't quantify the repairs. The other terms that were negotiated in the contract, it's more than just about price. So, again, we've seen ones where we've had buyers request. Dad, you had one here recently where the buyers requested everything down to the loose doorknobs and wanted everything repaired.
Loose doorknobs?
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
And so, yes, you are. So they had all those things looked at, or they wanted all those repairs. Sellers said, no, we'll do this and this, we'll do some roof, we'll do a couple of items, but we're not going to do all of these things. So buyers are wanting more repaired. Sellers are getting a little tighter. That's a real point of negotiation, and you don't see that when you see the closed final price on the house.
Yeah, but keep in mind, too, what Cameron just experienced with that one house is a rarity.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It used to be all the time.
Yeah, but the other thing is, too, I think when you go to list your property, be realistic. Sales are down about 40% compared to last year, the number of sales. So if your house is worth $300,000, let's don't say, well, let's start at $349,000 because you're not even going to get any showings.
Down 40% from last year.
Yeah. Prices or anything else. It's just the number of sales are down about 40%. And you need to be realistic. You can't say, well, I want this or I'm not going to sell it. Well, good luck. You're not going to sell it.
I mean, there's two schools of thought when you go to list a house. One is we can list it high and hope that somebody comes in with a lower offer and you've got wiggle room and you try and negotiate them up a ways and try and split the difference. Or you could start low and try and get a lot of interest and get a bidding war and have them go up. So you really can come at it from below or from above price wise and, you know, varying degrees of whether or not that's advantageous. And again, I was talking to an agent, this weekend about this house, and he said, you know what? And this is a high producing agent, and he lists a lot of homes, has a lot of buyers. And he goes, you know what, Cam, I can't make heads or tails of this anymore. I have houses that I think are going to sell, you know, by the end of the day, and other ones that are, there's no way I'm ever going to move this turkey. And, you know, the one that I didn't think was ever going to sell sold quick. The one I thought that was is still sitting on the market. And that's often the case. But we've had two properties in the last, 2 weeks that we had listed for quite a while that finally did. We got them in escrow and got them closed. We've had two. Yeah. We had a few close this week.
Okay, and here's a quick question from the chat room. What's going on with Placer Street?
I think there's going to be a class action dental suit against the city for all the teeth that have been rattled out of our heads for driving up and down.
I should not have to keep paying for alignments on my truck.
Okay. You're right. Yeah, and they were going to get started on that, but now it'll be, you know, the weather will.
Yeah. Okay.
Affect that soon.
I know they're going to do the repaving. They're going to do the restriping, which I certainly don't like. They're going to go to the
two lanes
with the center turn lane. But that's another one that in our general plan that's called for now all over the city. It is bike lanes everywhere, reduction of lanes.
Well, you see so many bikes out there, though.
Oh yes, you do.
1.1% of all commuters in the city of Reading use a bike. 95% use a vehicle.
But Jelly Lane's a good example.